Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you are ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, a visionary strategist, a highly driven entrepreneur, and a lover of adventures. I'm here to help you navigate the sea of business and life and show you the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you are ready to tap into bold courage and live the life you're called to create, join me on this journey. Let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I am so excited to dive into today's topic. And this is for you if you are about to retire. Oh my gosh, you have the date. You finally, after 20-something years, you actually set the retirement date. Freedom! Freedom at last! And I know it's super exciting to think about, but you're probably also wondering, what the heck is next? You know you have untapped potential gifts and talents and experience to share with the world, but you just aren't sure what you'll do. And maybe the idea of starting your very own business is truly exciting and, well, probably a little daunting and scary, but you know deep in your heart, it's the only way you'll be able to have that true fulfillment, the joy, and the freedom you desire in your retirement years. And in today's show, we're going to dive in and talk about four different ideas that might work for you as you enter into this second voyage of life, this second voyage career. Okay, number one, you could turn your hobby into a business. So are you already an avid photographer or gardener? Maybe you love to read and give book reviews. Or could you teach a course on knitting or sewing? Taking what you already love and know how to do and turn it into a valid business is a great way to transition from a career and into your next journey, your next business opportunity. So what are the pros of turning your hobby into a business? First of all, you already know the what. You already know how to garden, how to take pictures, how to sew, all of that. The only thing left for you to do is figure out the how. How can you turn this into a viable business? And the good news is there's great resources out there and business coaches, hello, like me, to help you start and run a business or create maybe a course on how to do what you've been doing as a hobby. Courses to me are queen and or king because they create evergreen money. And isn't that what we want, is something that creates some sort of evergreen money as part of our business plan going into the future? Because we can be sailing away on our boat or lounging on the beach, someplace warm and sunny with a cocktail in our hand, or up in our cabin in the woods and still be making money. And it all centers around a hobby you already love. So what are the cons of turning your hobby into a business? Well, the downside is that sometimes starting a home business related to your hobby means you'll be turning something you've been enjoying in your free time into your career. And for some people, they run the risk of reducing the fun and the calming aspects of their hobby by putting pressure to now create income around it. What's another downside of turning your hobby into a business is, well, now you're a business owner. What do you do now? And it's learning all of how to market yourself. It's learning how to find customers. It's learning how to run a business. It's learning how to organize your office. And it all sounds overwhelming, but the good news is all of these things I just mentioned are skills-based. And anything that's skills-based means you can learn how to do it. So if you want to start your own business, there are YouTube videos you can watch. There are books you can read. There are courses you can take. And of course, there are coaches who will help guide you into creating your own business. But for others and many people, turning their hobby into a business creates more overall enjoyment and satisfaction in life. So that's one idea. All right, let's talk about the second idea. So the second idea for your second voyage and your second career in life is go ahead. I know this one's going to be crazy. And join that direct sales business for the products you've already been using and loving. Maybe you've been using some oils, the essential oils. Maybe you have a favorite skincare or makeup brand that you've been using, or kitchen tools, and you've been purchasing them from your neighbor, your coworker, your best friend. Why not? Go ahead. Shock her, join her team, and start making money in the direct sales world. And I'm here to tell you, yes, this is a viable option. I have been in direct sales for the past 26 years, and I raised my boys on this, and I created a really great living for our family in direct sales. So this is truly a viable option. You may have poo-pooed it in the past, but it's something to at least look into. The pros of doing this? Well, you already love the products. The other thing about direct sales is you will have a ton of support. Usually the company provides a lot of training. There's also fun rewards and recognition. And the biggest benefit I see is the camaraderie. Usually you're stepping into a sisterhood of other like-minded people. So if you know in the retirement years, you want to have that camaraderie and that tribe, then I would seriously look into the direct sales business opportunity. What are the cons of doing this? Well, first of all, if you have a product that you're selling, it may not be as portable as you want in your retirement years. The other thing is you usually have to align and follow the company rules for marketing. So if you crave being very creative and you like, you're more of a loner, that may not appeal to you. And let's be real, not everyone looks at direct sales as a real business. So if that's going to be something that you're going to be overly concerned with, it may not be the option for you. But again, I am here to tell you that direct sales are real businesses. So it may be an option for you. Okay, number three, the third idea I have for you today. And I know there's many, many, many more. These were just four that I thought of that I wanted to share today. So the third option is freelance or become a consultant doing what you've already been doing in your 20 plus year career. So maybe you've loved your job, but maybe you just didn't like your boss. We won't tell anybody. Or maybe you loved your job and you enjoyed what you were doing, but you were always thinking about how you would treat customers better or how you would run the company if it was yours. Well, now is your time. So for instance, I have a friend who's a real estate appraiser and he wants the freedom and flexibility of having his own business, but he's been enjoying what he's doing. So he's moving and transitioning into becoming a consultant and doing it on his own terms, becoming his own business instead of working for the traditional bank or real estate agent where he was working as for a career. And honestly, he'll probably be making a lot more money along with having the freedom and flexibility of having his own business. So think about that. Is what you've been doing, if you've been enjoying it, could you freelance and do that? Could you become a consultant and keep doing what you've been doing? So the pros of doing that is obviously you already know how to do it. You've been doing it for the past 20 plus years. The other pro is you probably already have a great reputation in that arena. People already know you as being the expert, you know, real estate appraiser or the expert at electricity. I don't know. That was just off the top of my head. Not a good example, but you know what I'm talking about. So you already have a great reputation. What are the downsides? Well, one, you have a quicker risk of being burnt out because you've already been doing this for so long. You may be at the point that you're like, I'm so done with doing this. And you're kind of already on the burnout mode of that career. The other downside is, again, just like turning your hobby into a business, you would need to really dive into how to create a business. You would want to get aligned and trained on, you know, the mindset of being a business owner versus being an employee. You would have to go out and market yourself now as the person. And you would definitely want to check into the possible infringement rules with your former employer. So that's something to look at. Okay, and our last one, and I will say this is my favorite one. This is the one I am so passionate about today, is diving deeper into your own God-given strengths, talents, and calling, and create a business that will let them shine. Have you always felt like you were gifted in an area, but you just didn't have the opportunity to use those gifts in your career as much as you wanted, or maybe not even at all? Or is there something that your friends, your church, your family always ask you to help them out with in a certain part of life? Maybe it's goal setting, maybe it's health, maybe it's finances, maybe it's decorating, maybe it's business advice. For me, I know it's clarity, strategy, and coaching. My friends have always come to me and asked me about, what do you think of this idea? What do you think of that idea? And now's your time to really take those gifts and monetize them and share them with the world to create a business of your own around your calling. And some of the things you might need to do here is just to work to really clarify how to let those gifts shine out to make it a viable business. And what's cool is when you get clarity on what it is, and it may take some deep dive work to do that. That's one of my gifts, I will just say, as a clarity coach, that I love to do that with my clients and to really dive deep and listen to them and really figure out what it is that they do well and what do they enjoy doing. And here's the cool thing is when we get it, it's like ding, 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 ding. It's like, that's it. The bell rings. For one of my clients recently, Linda, she knew she wanted to help others navigate life situations. She'd recently helped put her, you know, help with assisting in getting her in-laws into a nursing home and all the paperwork and process that came along with that. And then she was setting up a COVID-friendly bridal shower for her daughter in a whole nother state. And she thought, wow, people could use my assistance with this because I'm getting it all figured out. And she loves to kind of investigate things and dive deeper into things and give solutions. And as we talked, you know, it was like we didn't feel like the puzzle pieces were fitting together. And then it finally hit me. And I said to her, you're a life event concierge service. Like, that's what we need to create for you. And honestly, I don't even know if that's a thing, but we're going to make it a thing because that's Linda's thing. So we are in the process of creating and designing her life event concierge service. Don't we all need somebody like that in our life? As a little side note, that person you can call like, hey, how do I do this? Hey, any tips on, you know, this thing? So anyway, that's what you can create when you really dive into your own, you know, strengths and talents and calling. So the pros of doing this is I truly feel like that's where you will find your best fulfillment and create that joy-filled life. Because every day is exciting when you're working in your calling. Also, depending on what it is that you end up doing, it could be very portable. What I'm finding for most of us working in our calling is a lot of it's done virtually. So we could travel anywhere. So if freedom and flexibility and travel are important to you in this second voyage of life, that definitely would be an option to look at. What are the cons? Same thing, like above, and working with your, you know, your hobby or transitioning to freelance and consulting. It's figuring out how to run a business. It's finding good advice, training, and coaching for how to have that entrepreneurial mindset, the habits, all the things that come with running a business. So you want to make sure that you get plugged into something that will teach you how to transition into that mindset. And it truly is a mindset. You guys hear me talk about mindset all the time, but it's so much a mindset on just becoming an entrepreneur versus a employee. But there's so many great trainings and tips and tools and courses out there that can help you with that. So as you can see, there are a lot of possibilities. And these are just four that I came up with and I've been thinking about. I'm sure there's probably some other options out there. But the great news is, no matter what you decide as your second voyage and next business opportunity or next career, that you are already stepping into it with years of life and work experience. You already know that no matter what you do in life, there's going to be ups and downs and ins and outs. And you have that mature mindset to handle all of that. And you know what, friend? We may not have the energy of a millennial, but we sure do have a lot going for us as more mature people. So there is a lot to be said for that. And all of what I shared, any of those ideas, you don't have to go back and get a college degree. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. They are all things that you can truly step into pretty easily, pretty smoothly. And with the right support, you can make that transition to start really creating that next phase of life that lights you up and gives you joy. And that's what's most important because, as we all know, life is short, so we have to enjoy the journey. As always, if you have any questions about anything I've shared today, reach out to me. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook or email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. And I would love to dive a little deeper into any of these with you. Or if this has been helpful, let me know. What direction are you going in this second phase, this second voyage of life? I would love to hear what you have going on. And or if you're ready and you just want a little more clarity, grab one of those free discovery calls. It's 20 to 30 minutes. We'll hop on the phone and let us start diving in to figure out what direction you should go in this next journey of life. All right. Thanks for listening and we'll see you back next time. Hey friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.